The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Well, it's not Craig Routson. You're stuck with me this week. But the good part about it is we have a very interesting topic for you today. We have Brad Merrill from Mid-Michigan Community College. Now, a lot of you have probably heard a lot recently about Mid-Michigan, mainly because our Huron Area Tech Center does a lot with Mid-Michigan when it comes to dual enrollment. That's one of the things that you hear a lot about. But we're going to be talking about not only that, but a few other subjects as well. Welcome, Brad. Thank you for coming out here today.
Thank you for having me. We definitely appreciate it.
Now, first of all, let's go back and let's do a little bit of history of what is of Mid-Michigan and how Mid-Michigan actually came into Huron County and into the Thumb area.
So Mid-Michigan College has been running dual enrollment courses here at the Huron Tech Center in Bad Axe for about the last 5 years. Huron County actually approached Mid to come in and offer dual enrollment classes, offer this opportunity to high school students. So during the day at the Tech Center, high school students can participate in what's called the cohort, where they can take college classes through Mid-Michigan College that can count towards not only their high school graduation requirements, but also obviously college credits. And then basically it's a free program. Once the tuitions charge and the ISD and the local school districts contribute their part, it ends up being free to the students. You know, I think very well.
I do.
Yep.
Two of my boys went to and were able to be a part of dual enrollment.
And they've now transferred on to four-year institutions. What we tell kids, it's really one of the best scholarships you could possibly have to earn these college credits while you're in high school for free. So Mid-Mich has been here in Bad Axe for the last 5 years. That's the history here in Bad Axe. And now this fall, we're recreating basically the same program down at the Tuscola Tech Center in Caro, where we'll be starting that dual enrollment program this fall at the end of August. And we're also moving somewhat into Sanilac County as well. We have a partnership with Marlette Schools down in Sanilac County, and we're looking to expand more down there. So as far as dual enrollment goes, we're doing great out here in the Thumb. We want the people of the Thumb to think of Mid-Michigan College as their community college here in the Thumb. You know, there's been several colleges that have come out here. They've come and gone. They've tried to make a go of it. Mid-Mich is here for the long haul. Like we said, we've been here in Bad Axe for 5 years now, and now we're expanding more into Tuscola and Sanilac as well. In addition to the dual enrollment classes, we really want to get the word out about the classes that are being offered at night as well. So if you're, you know, out of high school and you want to come back to college or maybe start, you've never been in college before, you can take night classes at the Huron Tech Center here in Bad Axe starting this fall, and of course down in Caro at the Tuscola Tech Center. So we have a whole list of offerings. We actually have a website now that's dedicated just to the Thumb. If you go to midmich.edu/thumb, so that is midmich.edu/thumb, you can see all our course offerings in Huron and Tuscola counties. And you can see some of the programs we're bringing out here. We're starting a medical assistant program here in the fall at Huron Tech. We hope to eventually duplicate that elsewhere. Right now, we're running a phlebotomy class at the Tech Center that started on the 17th, and that class filled in a matter of days. So that phlebotomy class is full.
Now, that's a medical class.
Correct. Phlebotomy, for those of you who don't know, if you get your blood drawn or you donate blood, that person is a phlebotomist. They're drawing your blood. So we're training phlebotomists right now at the Huron Tech Center, and we hope to offer that course quarterly. So that class is going on right now. We hope to offer another session starting in the fall. We don't have a start date for the next session yet, but the response has been so good that we expect to offer that program again on a quarterly basis. Another thing that we're offering, which will start probably the second week of August, is we're offering CDL truck driving classes.
Oh, wow.
The first week will be all classroom time here at the Tech Center. It'll be 1 week of classes, 40 hours at the Tech Center. Then after that, those students will be on the road, getting in their road time. I believe it's 40 hours of classroom work, 80 hours of driving work and then 40 hours of homework. So the whole program itself is about 160 hours. So we're offering CDL starting probably the second week of August. And once we get that date finalized, we'll get that out to everybody, all the listeners and all of our partners out here in the Thumb.
That sounds like a good deal because, okay, here's the fun part with all of this. A lot of people say, you know, I'm not college material. I'm not really the type of person that wants to sit down in a classroom and go from here to there but college classes have changed dramatically over the past few years. There's a lot of things that are more hands-on because you have to learn how to do it. You have to put yourself into like a real life experience for that. So for those who thought, you know what, I'm not college material, college has changed because college has adapted as well, because there are also some technical college classes that are going to be offered as well. One of them is welding. I think welding's cool. I'm a wuss, so I probably wouldn't be able to do it, but or it would be really funky welding, let me tell you. But
I would burn myself, probably.
I think I would, too. Oh, darn, that wasn't supposed to go there. But, I mean, those are types of classes that typically you don't think of as being a college class.
Right. The beauty of the short-term programs like phlebotomy, welding, CDL, CNC, the beauty of those programs, if you think that you're maybe not college material and you don't want to put in years of study, these are short-term programs that can be completed in a matter of weeks. And like you said, they're hands-on. Phlebotomy, obviously you're learning to draw blood. CDL truck driving, and you're out there driving a truck, whether you're working for a farm or, you know, one of the local trucking companies, welding, all of these things are hands-on where you're learning a skill that, you know, is never going to go away. You're learning hands-on. You're not just sitting in a classroom listening to a lecture, you know, doing homework. You're learning these hands-on skills, and you're doing it in a short period of time. So you're not putting in 2 to 4 years, you're putting in a matter of weeks and you're leaving with a skill.
And some of the local factories around here are actually looking for some of those skill sets right now.
Absolutely. We've had talks with many of the manufacturers out here in the Thumb. You know, they seem to always be hiring. They have trouble attracting talent and keeping talent. So, you know, they're looking for welders. They're looking for machinists. So we've had several conversations with local companies who, you know, some of them have sent students to the tech center here to take the CNC and the welding classes. So we're also looking to partner with more manufacturers and get the word out. Once that CDL class gets going, you know, we're going to be talking and have sent out the information to the trucking companies and some of our local partners here, like, hey, if you're looking for people, send them to us. We can help.
Right. And the other thing is, and any time that you want to better yourself in any way, shape, or form, there's always some form of sacrifice. It has to be that way. So whether you're going to work every day and you're thinking, oh, now I got to go to school, now I got to go to... But in the end, if you're doing the short-term program, it is a small sacrifice that you're going to make to boost yourself up and get make that next step and do that thing. Like the dual enrollment. Some of these kids are like, well, I don't want to do dual enrollment because you know why? Because I don't want to get away from all my buddies at school. But then the time comes when they have to go on to college or they're going to move on and do something else, and they've just added another year on to what they're going to have to do in school, in college. My first son, when he did dual enrollment, was only able to do one semester. But that one semester actually saved him quite a bit towards the end because one of the classes that they do, besides the English and the math classes, that transfer, which is another thing that some of the other community colleges around here didn't do. There was a couple of colleges that if you started there, you had to finish there because you couldn't transfer those classes anywhere else. These classes transferred.
Correct.
And I want to say it's the psychology class that he took. And he says, Mom, it was the best thing I did to take it here, because once he got to his 4-year school and he heard about all the people that had to take the psychology class at the 4-year school, sometimes they had to take it twice. And trust me, the price tag on the 4-year school is a lot more than the price tag on a community college.
Community colleges are very affordable, and if you're doing the dual enrollment cohort here at the tech center, it's been no cost to the students and the parents, which again is one of the best scholarships you could possibly hope for. If you're in high school and you're doing dual enrollment at the Tech Center, if you do 2 years of the cohort, you can leave there with 36 credits. So you're talking about, you know, basically you're a year and a half of college that you got for no cost, and then you can transfer on. Because Mid-Michigan College is a community college, we're part of what's called the Michigan Transfer Agreement, or MTA, which used to be called MACRO. Your college credit should transfer on, no matter where you go in the state of Michigan. You mentioned some other colleges had some issues in the past with transferability. There really aren't any issues when you transfer from a community college to a four-year school. For instance, I went to a community college, transferred to Michigan State, all my credits transferred, saved a bunch of money. Class sizes at community colleges are generally a lot smaller than when you go to a four-year school. You know, at a community college, you're probably going to be in there with maybe 20 other students, basically the size of your high school, your typical high school class. When you go to a four-year school, depending on where you go, you know, we were talking earlier, when I went down to Michigan State, my math class had 400 people in it. I never got to talk to the professor, never got any help. It was up to me to pass that class and kind of
figure it out.
Yeah, teach myself. Whereas when you're going to a community college like Mid-Mich, you know, the professors are there to help you. They want to see you succeed. And that's another beauty part of the dual enrollment cohort. It's generally all face-to-face. There are a couple online classes with math because we've had trouble finding math professors, finding a person who has a master's degree in math out here in the Thumb. It's been difficult. So if anybody out there has a master's degree in math and you want to teach for Mid-Michigan College, take a look at our website. There's a link on there where, hey, do you want to teach at Mid? Click on that link and, you know, we'd love to talk to you.
Because those are the things that help these kids all along, because there's other classes that you can do, and there's other classes that you work with the Tech Center. Some of these students can start taking these English classes and math classes, depending on them. They could take it starting in maybe 10th or 10th grade, 9th grade, or...
Technically, you can start dual enrollment your freshman year. We don't see that very often. It would take a special student to dual enroll as a freshman. It has happened, but it's pretty rare. Typically, for the cohort program at the Tech Center, they start their junior year, year one of the cohort, and then continue on as a senior and do year two. Some students, like you mentioned, I think it was your son, he only did a semester.
One of them did one semester. The other one did do the full 2 years.
Okay.
So he got that in. Yep. Plus, he had a couple of other classes that he was taking through the Tech Center, but qualified for college credits.
Right, that's articulation you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we have articulations with the Tech Center as well. So if you're taking one of the Tech Center programs, for instance, like criminal justice or the healthcare program, you're also earning articulated credit, which will then transfer on to Mid.
And he did that as a freshman.
Yep.
One of the college classes that he has was a CAD, which is the engineering part. Drawing class, and he did that going into his freshman year.
Yep.
And he continued on with doing some of that.
There are several drafting classes and CAD classes that you can take at the Tech Center through the dual enrollment cohort. We got a great teacher over there.
Mr. Ruth?
Yep, Mr. Ruth. So he teaches also the drafting and CAD classes for Mid-Mich as well. So you can take that. You know, so you can go beyond the gen ed. So when we talk about gen ed credits, we're talking about English, math, science, social sciences like the psychology and sociology, humanities like history and art. You can take all those gen ed classes, but you can also branch out into things like drafting, CAD, medical terminology. So there's a whole selection of classes that you can take. And if you go to the website, the Thumb specific website, midmich.edu/thumb, you can see all the courses that we offer both at the Huron Tech Center and the Tuscola Tech Center down in Caro.
Okay, so like right now, dual enrollment, the major activity for that is during the school year. But does it mean they can't do it during the summer?
They could take probably an online
class. Classes.
If they were going to do something during the summer, they'd probably take something online because the dual enrollment cohort starts in the fall. You have the fall semester and then the winter semester, and then generally students take the summers off.
Right.
But if they wanted to do something in the summer, they could. They would definitely want to check in with their home school district, though, because every school district is different. I think if they take something outside of the school year, they won't, the school district may not pay for it. So
okay.
if they're going to take something during the summer, they would definitely want to check in with their home school to see if the school will pay for it. And if not, they would have to pay out of pocket.
Okay. All right. But you're also offering, like, for example, this summer, you've got a couple of classes that are running right now, the short-term classes.
Correct.
The phlebotomy class you talked about, but you're also offering welding.
Yep, rapid response welding has been offered many times at the Huron Tech Center. So if you're looking to get some welding skills in a short-term program, you can do the rapid response welding class at Huron Tech right now. We're also looking to offer that in the future down at Tuscola Tech. In that class, we have a mix of students. We have some high school students who are taking it to further their skills, and we have some adult students who are learning a skill or improving their skills in welding.
That gives them a better job opportunity, can move up at their job and what have you.
Absolutely.
Now, this fall, there are going to be not only the dual enrollment classes, but there's going to be some night classes that are going to be offered as well. So that adults that want to, or even some students, maybe some 18-year-olds or whatever, that want to, keep up on their education, keep going. Some of the classes, again, you talked about phlebotomies possibly starting back up again in September and then welding. But let's say you're working at some place and you decided, you know what, maybe I should go ahead and get a different degree or different education, like maybe in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you talked about the medical assistant program that's going to be starting up. And there's other classes like that that are going to be starting this fall at night as well, correct?
Right. Correct. So what we're really trying to get the word out about are those night classes. Oh, dual enrollment's going great. We've always had a great response for dual enrollment. What we're trying to build and get the word out about are these night classes. So whether you're a high school student, someone who just graduated, or an adult learner who wants to come back and take college classes, there are classes offered at night at Huron Tech and at Tuscola Tech as well. So classes like biology, Spanish, accounting. We're starting a new medical assistant program this fall at Huron Tech. That's actually an associate's degree program, so it's not a short-term training opportunity like phlebotomy, which you can do in a matter of weeks. The medical assistant program is actually an associate's degree, which can take up to 2 years to complete, but there's a mix of classes. Some are offered during the day and some are offered at night.
And the classes, like you were saying, the biology class taking at night, Spanish.
Correct.
Podemos hablar español entonces, right? Then we can get it all
going.
Then we can get it all going, and it's a mindset. Basically, it's a mindset. You have to set your mind that you're going to go ahead and be able to do this to further yourself down the road, because even though people who have, let's say you have a four-year degree, but when you took that four-year degree so many years ago, things have changed in that time set as well. Maybe you need to get an update on certain things, or maybe your job is shifting and now you have to learn something new for that job. And these are opportunities that you can take advantage of in a small setting because, oh my gosh, I'm 45 years old. Do you really think I want to go back to college at this stage and hang around with a bunch of 18-year-olds?
Right.
No, you can go to your community college. You can go to Mid-Michigan right here locally and get the degree or work at getting the classes that you need to help your classes and keep going.
Absolutely. So the class sizes are small. For the night classes, I think we're targeting more of your adult learners. So older people who may, like you said, may have a degree, may not have a degree, who want to come back and further their education. So, you know, it'll be a mix. There may be some younger people in there, but generally you'll see more adult learners that take the night classes because they're balancing work and life. You know, perhaps they're working, they have children. You know, it's not always that convenient to balance college with everything else you have going on. By offering these classes at night, and maybe they mix in some online classes too, we want to make it as convenient as possible for adult learners. So,
and there's just so much that can be done. And the more response that we get as adults, the more response that we give into Mid-Michigan, we're sending Mid-Michigan that message that says, hey, you know what? We like what you're doing. We want you to stick around. What more can you offer us?
Exactly. And Mid-Mich is in this for the long haul. We know some colleges have come out here to the thumb. They've come and they've gone. Mid-Michigan, the difference with Mid-Mich is we're committed to rural education. For those of you who don't know, Mid-Mich has two campuses. They have the main campus in Harrison, and they also have a campus in Mount Pleasant. The main campus in Harrison is the original campus. It's undergoing some renovations right now. So any of you out there who are familiar with Harrison, it's a very rural area, much like the Thumb. So we're committed to rural education. We're committed to the Thumb. We want the people of the Thumb, whether you're high school students or adult learners, we want you to think of Mid-Michigan College as your college in the Thumb. We're not going anywhere. We're in this for the long haul. We're committed to Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. We want to be known as your college in the Thumb.
And you also take advice or take you talk to the businesses, and when the businesses say, hey, you know what, we really need this. This is where we're lacking. This is where we're falling short as a community. For example, the welding being one of them. If the CNC operators, I mean, in this area, we know that a lot of the factories that we have rely on those CNC operators. Mm-hmm. And if they can get it here locally, then have to ship them out, or you have to go to class way out of the Thumb area. You have to drive an hour and a half just to get to class. That takes a lot out of your day.
Absolutely. So we've talked to many of the local manufacturers. I've been to Rotary meetings and Chamber of Commerce meetings where I've met with people. They've told us the needs as far as manufacturing and healthcare. So we're responding to those needs by offering classes like CNC and welding. And yes, hopefully if we can help train their workers, they're going to stay here in the Thumb. You know, they're always, you know, we've talked to, I won't mention any names, but you know, there's a lot of manufacturers out in the Thumb that I was not even aware of. There's a lot of manufacturing going out here in the Thumb, and they're hiring right now. They're struggling to find people and retain people. So if Mid-Mich can be a partner to those manufacturers and help them not only attract employees, but keep them, that's definitely what we want to do.
And from there, like, for example, if we bounce back to the students that are taking the dual enrollment classes. We just had graduation for 2019. Any of those students who took any of those classes, they have those classes transferring to their four-year college. I do believe my son has, I think, like you said, like 36 credits that are now moving towards his next endeavor, his worrying on to his four-year, for his four-year degree. I do believe, was it last year or was it 2 years ago? I don't remember. It must have been last year. There was a student that actually graduated already with an associate's degree.
Yes, there have been a few students who have done the cohort dual enrollment program, but also mixed in extra classes, and we've seen that. We've seen a couple students who've actually graduated high school and graduated with an associate's degree at the same time at no cost. I mean, and that's phenomenal to have that opportunity. So you could definitely go beyond, you know, those 36 credits. If you do 2 years of the cohort, you can definitely go beyond that and graduate with an associate's degree, which, you know, I wish this program would have been available to me when I was a high school student.
Me too.
I definitely would have taken advantage of it. I mean, to knock out all those college credits while you're also in high school, you know, when I graduated high school, I went to a community college, and then I transferred to Michigan State. You know, I saved a lot of money by going to a community college first, but had I knocked that out all in high school, well, then I would have been down at Michigan State as, you know, 18, 19-year-old or whatever, and spent just another 2 years, and by the age of 21.
Been done.
Would have my bachelor's degree. So, I mean, it's just a great opportunity. Like we say, it's the best scholarship you can take advantage of. You know, we've been doing it here in Huron County, obviously, excuse me, for the last 5 years, and now we're starting it up this fall, starting in Tuscola County.
I guess the big thing is, why wouldn't you take advantage of it?
Absolutely. And you know, you have to qualify. It's not for everyone. You're going to be busy. You know, if you're playing sports, you can definitely still play sports and participate in all the activities that are going on at your home high school. But you have to be organized. You have to be a hard worker. And if you're a hard-working, organized person, you can do it. You know, if you kind of don't want to do it and you feel like you're being pushed into it, it's probably not for you.
But if you're planning on going to college, and this is the big thing, if you're planning on going on to college, whatever the college may be, why not take advantage of this? If you're planning on going to a trade school, you can wait and still take the classes at night, and it's still going to be better for you.
True, true.
So, I mean, either way you look at it, whether you're planning on getting a trade like welding or your CDL or even try and get your medical assistance associate's degree because you've, like, taken the CENA course or what have you, you can go ahead and try and do that. Because, for example, we were talking about the phlebotomy course. A lot of CINAs now take the phlebotomy course because it just furthers their education. Now, Mid-Michigan, Thumb Area Michigan Works, that's what it is, Thumb Area Michigan Works, offers some type of funding if you need it to pay for the CINA course, but they will also do that for the phlebotomy course if you qualify, correct?
If you qualify, I believe there are some funds available through Michigan Works. Because how it works with financial aid, if you're applying for federal financial aid, whether you're trying to get a Pell Grant or take out a loan, those programs, you have to be in a degree program, like an associate's program. To do a short-term program like phlebotomy or welding, things of that nature, if you want to get funding, you can't get federal financial aid for that, but there may be dollars available through your local Michigan Works.
So that's another way to look at it. You know, I can't afford that. I can't do that. That's not even the key or the answer right there either, because there are ways that you can still get what you want. You just have to be able to go and find the resources behind it.
Correct. And we've also talked to employers who have programs, tuition, whether it's reimbursement or they just straight up pay for your tuition ahead of time. We've talked to some local employers who have 100% tuition payment for their workers to go back and get these skills. So if you're working for maybe a hospital or a nursing home or one of the local manufacturers and you're looking to increase your skills, definitely talk to your employer, because they may have a program that you're not even aware of where they may pay your tuition to go back to school because you're increasing your skills and obviously you're becoming even more of an asset to that company.
I'm still trying to find, there's no fly in this soup any way you look at it. It doesn't matter if you're bound for college, looking for a trade, already working and trying to just move ahead and keep going. Okay, so what else does Mid-Michigan have coming? Because, I mean, you've been improving on things. We started here in Huron County 5 years ago with the dual enrollment. You're now going to start it this fall in Tuscola County, at the Tuscola County ISD. You're getting into Sanilac County.
Correct.
And you've got classes that are now working at the Huron Area Tech Center. You're going to bring them into the other two areas as well. What's left? What else does Mid-Michigan see?
Well, dual enrollment's been going awesome. We're really trying to fill these night classes to get those rolling. And if those do well, you know, the sky's the limit in the future. You know, if these programs are taking off, like medical assisting, maybe in the future we can bring nursing. I know there was a college at one point that tried their hand at bringing a nursing program here to the Thumb. They're no longer here. We think there's a need in that area. You know, I can't promise you today that it's going to happen tomorrow, but if these classes go, if this medical assisting takes off like the phlebotomy has, maybe in the future we can bring nursing to the Thumb. You know, that's a much bigger lift, and, you know, we have to talk.
Because there's a waiting list. Anywhere you want to go, there's pretty much a waiting list for nursing. So there is, people want the program.
Absolutely. People want it. There's a need there. Obviously, if you're going to the medical field, you know, you can make a very good living. It's something that can't be outsourced. You know, if you're a nurse, a phlebotomist, a CNA, those jobs can't be outsourced. You know, the population is aging. We need more medical providers. So if that's something we can do in the future, that's something, you know, we're definitely going to look at.
And what about, like, for example, right now you're in the tech centers. You're in the ISD tech centers.
Correct.
What, would there be a possibility then there would be a satellite campus type thing, or a more of a main campus for the three counties?
We'd love to see that happen. That was one of the ideas behind our footprint expansion. Right now we basically have two mini campuses in the Thumb. We're at the Huron Tech Center here in Bad Axe, and we're moving into the Tuscola Tech Center down in Caro. So we have two mini campuses right now. We would love in the future to have a standalone satellite campus as well. We don't currently have a building that's an option right now. We've looked at some options. We looked at a building down in Cass City. That didn't happen for us, unfortunately. But right now we have the two mini campuses. And if this need and the population, our student population enrollment-wise out here in the Thumb continues to grow, we can definitely see a need for a satellite campus down the road. And that does not mean that we would pull out of the tech centers. Those programs at the tech centers are going to stay there, whether it's dual enrollment or night classes. We're in the tech centers and we're not leaving. But if the need continues to grow, we would definitely love to see a satellite standalone campus here in the Thumb as well.
That could offer other specialty classes that currently you're not able to give because they don't have the room or the equipment in the tech centers.
Correct.
Well, that would be ideal, and then we could you know it, when you think about it, a lot of these kids now, they're all excited because they're going off to school, and that's fun. It's always fun to do that. The reality of the situation is when they're going to get there. Because the first 2 weeks when they figure out, wait a minute, mom and dad aren't here.
Yep.
That in many cases can be a big shock. But you doing doing it through Mid-Michigan, you're still getting that, well, I'm a little free. I'm responsible for my own actions. If I don't go to class, there are responsibilities that fall behind that. But when I still need a little, when I need mom's cooking or I need dad's help with my car, it's not a 3-hour drive or a 2-hour drive to get that taken care of.
Right. And, you know, there have been students who've done the dual enrollment program and then transferred on and maybe things didn't work out and they've come back to the area. That's where they really can plug in again with us and take classes at night. And then down the road, of course, if we had a standalone satellite campus, you know, the idea is you could do your whole degree here in the Thumb and possibly not have to transfer on unless you really wanted to. If you're going on to get a bachelor's degree, you're going to transfer on somewhere because
right.
We are a community college. We offer certifications and associate's degrees. If you're going to transfer on and get at least a bachelor's degree, you know, you're going to leave the area. You know, a lot of the students here in the Thumb, they transfer on to SVSU, CMU, MSU. Like you mentioned, you have one of your kids down at
he's going to Lawrence Tech this
Lawrence
fall.
Tech, so
I won at Western.
Western, great. So, I mean, you can start here and go anywhere, but you can also start here and finish here as well. So that's the idea. You know, right now you can do medical assisting. Start here, finish here. You can do the short-term programs like phlebotomy, CDL, welding. Start here, finish here. In the future, if that enrollment continues to grow and we can put in a satellite campus, then yes, of course, we could bring more programs out and get the students to start here, finish here, and hopefully stay here in the Thumb.
And that would be great.
Yep.
That would be a good thing. Because who wouldn't want to leave the beaches? 93 miles of shoreline. Who wants to, especially when you have a day like today?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful today. We're finally getting a taste of summer. I love being out here in the Thumb. I've worked out here now for about 7 years. I worked for another college before I came here to Mid-Mich. I love being out here. I love the people out here. It's really, for those people who don't know anything about the Thumb, this is really a hidden gem, I think. You know, you mentioned you have the beaches. You have just, you know, it's a different way of life, and it's for some people it works, for some people it doesn't, and that's fine, but I love being out here.
I just like about the fact that we don't have to worry as much as maybe, you know, if you were living college town, there's some extra worries in there that you might want to think about, but
any urban area, you know, you have your issues, and, you know, some of those issues are everywhere, you know, no matter where you live, but, I did not grow up in the Thumb. I'm actually from Saginaw originally, so it's a little bit different pace of life out here. So
I will take the laid back pace of life that
absolutely
we have.
I've lived in big cities. I've lived in small cities. I started out as a middle school teacher. I taught in a little town in Florida. I came back home. In between, I taught in Atlanta, Georgia, which is obviously a huge city. So mm-hmm. I've seen it all. I've lived in rural areas. I've lived in a big city. Right now I live in, I guess, what you would call maybe a medium-sized city right now. But for my position here at Mid-Mich, I'm always out here in the Thumb, and I love being out here. So,
well, we're hoping that a lot of the stuff that we talked about today will help because, I mean, it gives you a lot of insight on what you can do. I mean, whether you want to just go back to school to pick up a trade, like you say, the short-term classes that are start here, finish here. Maybe you're thinking about getting a 2-year degree as a medical assistant. If that's the case, you can start here and you can get that degree here, your associate's degree. You can get that right here in the thumb. If you have a child that is going to go into the 11th grade, they probably got talked about in 10th grade and they probably did some testing to find out about whether they would qualify and would they be interested in dual enrollment. But if they didn't do that and they've decided all of a sudden, you know what, maybe I should do that, it's not too late. They can still try and get in on that.
Yeah, I mean, typically with the cohort, we see students start as a junior. However, we've seen students start as seniors. You had a student who did one semester. Was it his senior year?
He did it his senior year because we came back into the thumb area as he was starting his junior year. And my kids are ESL students. They're English as a second language. So he had to have that year under his belt, getting back used to the way that they do school here.
Get acclimated.
Again. Right. Yeah. And then he went in and he did some stuff there. He was working at the tech center and then he got into the last semester.
Yeah, you can start as a junior. You can start as a senior. Like we mentioned earlier, you know, technically you could start as a freshman. It's rare to see that, but it has happened. So once you begin your high school career, you can start your dual enrollment career. Typically, we don't see those students until they're juniors, but, you know, it's by law they can start as freshmen if they qualify, you know, if they have the GPA, if they've done well on the PSAT. MinMish doesn't have a assessment test per se. We look at things like their PSAT scores, their GPA, what classes they've been taking as a high school student in order to qualify for them the program. So there's no assessment test at MID, which is a little bit different than some of the other colleges out there. I worked for another college where they would have to take what's called the AccuPlacer assessment in order to qualify for dual enrollment. So MidMish is a little bit different, a little more flexible.
And that makes it a little bit, like you said, more accessible for students. And they get the benefit out of it.
Correct.
Okay, so have we touched on everything? Are we missing anything?
I think we've touched on everything. Obviously, we want people to know, and people already know about dual enrollment classes during the day. What we really want people out there, if you're listening, to know, there are also options at night at the tech centers here at Huron Tech and at Tuscola Tech as well. If you go to our thumb specific website, again, it is midmish.edu/thumb. You can see all our offerings in the thumb on that webpage. We really would like students to start filling these night classes. We have the short-term workforce development trainings like phlebotomy, welding, CNC. The first step is you have to apply. Go to midmish.edu and click on apply. It's free to apply. If you're a dual enrollment student, you would fill out the concurrent/dual enrollment application. If you're a first-time in college student, you would fill out the general admissions application. So there's a couple different applications after you click on apply. So dual enrollment, fill out the second application there that says dual/concurrent enrollment. If you're wanting to take classes at night, you would fill out the general admissions application. So that's the first step. You have to apply, and again, it's free. So we're really doing well with dual enrollment. We want to fill the night classes as well now. We want to bring even more opportunities to the thumb. Phlebotomy is going great. We'll be offering CDL come August, medical assisting here starting here in the fall. And we're going to see where that takes us. Obviously, we said, you know, the sky's the limit. If we can add more programs in the future, if the need and the want is there, we're happy to do that because we want everybody here in the thumb to think of Mid-Michigan College as their college here in the thumb.
All right. Well, now, I mean, there's whatever you're looking for, whether it's a short-term course to further your skills, whether you're looking at dual enrollment, where you're looking for an associate's degree, you can get it all right here. So it helps out a lot.
And if you have questions, you can reach out to us through the website. You can contact me directly. My name is Brad Merrill. I'm the director of the Eastern Region, which is the Thumb Region. They might want to change that. They might want to call me the director of the Thumb Region.
There you go.
This is where I'm based. You can send an email to me directly. My email address is B as in Brad, MMERRILL at midmish.edu.
Okay, and of course, just keep going with that. And, well, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to see what we can do about getting this and getting more classes and getting everything here.
Absolutely. And we appreciate all the support that we've received so far. We have great partners out here in the Thumb, and we're just looking to keep, you know, continue the momentum.
Okay, so that means if I take welding, you take welding?
Maybe.
All right. Well,
like we said, you know, I'm not very handy, but, you know, the cool thing about welding, too, is they have these virtual welders now where you can put on the helmet and it's almost like a video game. It'll sound like you're welding. It'll look like you're welding, but you're actually not in any danger of burning yourself because you're not actually, you know, the gas isn't running. So,
hey, I might try that.
Yeah, virtual.
But you still find out how well you would do.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm. You can do virtual welding.
I'll do virtual welding. Yeah. Virtual. There we go. Virtual phlebotomy, too, because there's no way I'm looking at blood.
It's going to be a little bit tougher to do virtual phlebotomy. Either you're okay with blood or you're not.
Yeah, that would not be me. Not me.
Not me.
No,
either.
No.
That's why I work in education.
Well, thank you, Brad, so much for coming out today and giving us all this information. No matter what you want to do, whether you're looking to do the dual enrollment, transfer credits onto a four-year degree, looking at the short-term programs, whether it's welding, CNC, phlebotomy, whether you're looking for an associate's degree as a medical assistant, MidMichigan is here, and it's here to stay. So make sure you take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
So thank you once again. And that is going to do it for our What Do You Think program for today. Don't forget, if you'd like to listen to this, all you have to do is go to our website, thumbnet.net, look on the local programs, and you can check out all the information that you missed or pass it on to someone who didn't get a chance to check out that program. So thanks again. And we've got the news coming your way at the top of the hour.
If he's a pickup man, Billy the Kid.
Yeah!
A hard-working man or a high-tech redneck, you can bet he's tuned to AM 1340, Real American Music.
Yes, sir, yes, man, talk with a drow. It's a southernality. Lay back, way back, simple southernality. Fly, fly in sunshine and wear white, blue and free. Old ball cap and a worn-out jeans, boots and a buckle and saddle. Lay back, way back, simple southernality. Oh, ain't afraid to work cause we gotta get paid.
I walk on water. She thinks I hung the moon. She tells me every morning they just don't make men like you. She thinks I've got it together. She swears I'm as tough as nails, but
But I don't have the heart to tell her that she don't know me that well. She don't know how much I need her. She don't know I fall apart. Without her kiss, without her touch, without her faithful loving arms. She don't know that it's all about her. She don't know I can't live without her. She's my world, she's my everything. And she thinks she needs me. Sometimes she cries on my shoulder when she's lying next to me. But she don't know that when I hold her, that she's really holding me, holding me. She don't know how much I need her. She don't know I'd fall apart. Without her kiss, without her touch, without her faithful loving arms. She don't know that it's all about her. She don't know I can't live without her. She's my world, she's my everything. And she thinks she needs me. Yeah, now the funny thing is, she thinks she's the lucky one. She don't know how much I need her. She don't know I'd fall apart. Without her kiss, without her touch, without her faithful loving arms. She don't know that it's all about her. She don't know I can't live without her. She's my world, she's my think she needs me. She thinks I walk on water. She thinks I hung the moon.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning. You're tuned to AM 1340 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. It's 74 degrees and time for your 11 o'clock news. This update is brought to you by Maurer Electric, your electrical specialist of the thumb. Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. Here's a look at the latest news from the Associated Press in the WLEW newsroom. I'm Breck Kinsey. South Korea's president says North Korean and U.S. officials are holding behind-the-scenes talks to set up a third summit between the country's leaders. The comments by President Moon Jae-in come amid brightened prospects for the resumption of U.S.-North Korea diplomacy after President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently exchanged personal letters. Their second summit in Hanoi in February collapsed without any agreement. Moon defended those talks, saying he doesn't see them as a failure because they allowed both sides to air their positions. At a time when journalists are being validified as the enemy of the people, staff members at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis are feeling renewed appreciation in their Maryland community. A year after a gunman killed five of their colleagues in a newsroom rampage, subscriptions are up 70%, and journalists on the staff say people regularly thank them for their work. Some of the survivors are using their craft to help heal from the deadliest attack on journalists in U.S. history. Photojournalist Paul Giuseppe has made black and white photographs of his colleagues and relatives of victims. It's called Journalists Matter, Faces of the Capital Gazette. The head of the Massachusetts Motor Vehicle Division has resigned for failing to terminate the commercial driving license of a man whose collision with a group of motorcyclists in New Hampshire left seven dead. 23-year-old Vladimir Hukovsky pleaded not guilty Tuesday to seven counts of negligent homicide and was ordered to remain in preventive detention in New Hampshire, with a judge saying his driving record possesses a potential danger to the public and himself. Massachusetts Department of Transportation Secretary and CEO Stephanie Pollack said in a statement that the RMV failed to act on the information provided by the Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles about a May 11th incident involving Hukovsky that should have cost him his license. As a result, she accepted the resignation of Aaron Deveney. Connecticut prosecutors say Hukovsky was arrested May 11th in a Walmart parking lot in East Windsor after failing a sobriety test. Hukovsky's lawyer in that case, John O'Brien, said he denies being intoxicated and will fight the charge. I'll have a look at your regional and local news on WLEW after this.
Mauer Electric of Bedex, the most experienced Thumb Area electrical contractor, is ready to energize your project from micro to macro, from a shed to a barn, from a home to a commercial building or farm. Mauer Electric Services' most brands of generators. Are you storm ready? Get a generator checkup or purchase a new generator from Mauer Electric of Bedex.
From commercial to residential wiring and more, call Mauer Electric. This is Nikki Melnick. Call for a free estimate, 989-269-8171.
Contact the leading electrical contractor, Mauer Electric of Bedex.
A Michigan State University physiology professor who was suspended after more than half a dozen women accused him of sexual harassment has returned to work. School spokeswoman Emily Gurant tells the Lansing State Journal that Robert Wiseman was suspended without pay from February 22nd through April 4th. He teaches at the College of Osteopathic Medicine. MSU's Office of Institutional Equity says Wiseman engaged in unwanted, persistent, and pervasive sexual behavior. Wiseman denied the allegations. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made appointments to the Farm Produce Insurance Authority Board of Directors, with many of the appointees being from the Thumb area. Appointed to the Farm Produce Insurance Authority Board of Directors were Stephen J. Ewald of Unionville, who is the president and owner of Ewald Farms, Inc. Ewald is appointed to succeed Greg Ackerman, whose term expired June 20th. He will represent producers from the largest Michigan organization, exclusively representing dry bean producers in Michigan, for a term expiring June 20, 2020. Jason Hagg of Unionville, who is the owner and operator of a sugar beets, corn, beans, soybeans, and wheat farm, and an agronomy consult with Digital Agronomy LLC, was appointed to succeed Benjamin Chaffman, whose term expired June 20th. And he will represent producers from the largest Michigan organization, exclusively representing the interests of soybean producers in Michigan, for a term expiring June 20th, 2020. Rita Herford of Pigeon, who is a member and operator of Genter Bisher Farms, was appointed to succeed Matthew Frostick, whose term expired June 20th. She will represent producers from the largest Michigan organization, representing general farm interests in Michigan, for a term expiring June 20th, 2020. James R. Howe of Frankenmuth, who is the CEO of Star of the West Milling Company in Frankenmuth, was reappointed to represent a non-voting member from the largest Michigan organization representing the interests of licensees in Michigan for a term expiring June 20th, 2020. These appointments are subject to the advice and consent of the Senate. Scammers are now imitating law enforcement agencies. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Department reports people are calling and coming to report that someone using the Tuscola County Sheriff's phone number is calling and telling them they have to come in and or pay by phone order for something they failed to do. The Sheriff's Department does not work that way. Someone has cloned the department's number and is using it for criminal activity, according to Tuscola County Sheriff Glenn Skrent. And that is not the only law enforcement agency that is happening, too. Lapeer County Sheriff Scott McKenna is reporting the same. According to McKenna, a woman from Texas, who used to live in Michigan, called the Sheriff's Department to report someone claiming to be a detective from Lapeer called her and demanded money. The call showed the number for the Sheriff's Department and the address. These scammers use software-generated numbers through voice-over IP to mask their identity and location. Be very alert, protect your personal information, and spread the word. And help wanted signs will be going up soon at the Michigan DNR. July and August are when the Department of Natural Resources does seasonal hiring for the fall. Between hunting and animal migration, it's a busy time of the year, and they will need your help. Recent college graduates could find the beginning of their career, or ANSI seniors who want to spend retirement in the great outdoors have great options with the DNR seasonal employment. Jobs include tagging geese and other birds, regulating hunting zones, and interacting with the public. If you're interested, bookmark michigan.gov/DNR jobs and scope it out starting next week. And that's a look at the news for this hour on WLEW. I'm Breck Kinsey. For the latest Thumb area news, go to thumbnet.net. This update was brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe.